Well, good morning and welcome to the Underhood Show. My name is Josh Prophet. I'm the service director here at Mel Hamilton Ford. And today, alongside me, I've got Austin Ratzlaff.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you, Austin?
Not too bad today. Getting ready to hit the weekend pretty hard and stopped by for the radio show this morning. So excited to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out and coming and doing this on your day off. I really appreciate that. Kind of last minute, I hollered at Austin and said, hey. Austin is a service advisor down at our Quick Lane facility. And so today I wanted to talk a little bit with him kind of about what he does and, you know, the difference between having somebody that's experienced doing that position and versus not. But this is a call-in show. Call in 316-462-3673. We're here to take your questions, answer anything automotive that you may have going on about your vehicle. Want to talk about brakes, tires, steering, suspension, maintenance intervals, stuff like that. We're here to take your calls. Want to talk about new products. Got a lot of great things going on there with new products coming out and things like that. So give us a call, 316-462-3673. For each and every caller that calls into the show, we send out a package consist of the Works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're completing that, we're also going to do a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components on the vehicle, just making sure that it's ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. A complete nitrogen for your tires so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. And then a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. So again, let's get the phones ringing, 316-462-3673. So, well, Austin, you're come in and help me out on your day off there. So I appreciate that. Sounds like you're headed to some basketball after
3-year old basketball. 3-year old basketball. Yeah. If you want to call it basketball, we'll see how this plays out.
That is going to be extremely exciting.
Yeah.
My question is, do you, one of your boys or your boys, they got a little basketball court out at the house that they practice around?
Not quite yet. We do in the driveway. Yeah. My dad, when I was little, went and got the big one that you cement into the ground and you can adjust. So I have a feeling that's coming here pretty soon. If I don't, Grandpa probably will. Yeah. So
pretty quick down the road, right?
Yeah.
You'll be doing that. Yep. So one of the things that I got kind of made up a list of this morning of, talking points and stuff like that. And then sometimes callers call in on the show and get us completely off track, which is okay too. But I wanted to talk about, Phil and I have been on this show and we've talked about technician training and how much training that those technicians really go through, and both for the manager side of it too and the training that we have to do. But we never really discussed about, the advisor position and role. Sure. and how you guys, what you guys do and why it's a necessity, but then also why it's a necessity to have somebody that's very knowledgeable and what kind of training that you go through to do what you do.
Absolutely. So, obviously being a Ford dealership, we go through Ford certified training. You got to know, your vehicles, what's coming out, the new technology. We've got stuff right now, that comes out that I think the new Bronco, that all that training is due, coming up in January. So they send those things out months in advance.
Yeah.
So before you start seeing those cars in the shop, you kind of know what to expect. So there's obviously the mechanical side of things, what you need to know, what systems are doing and everything like that. But we also train in customer service. We train answering phone calls, being face-to-face with the customer, things like that. So there's not just, Ford vehicles, but we service all makes and models here at Mel Hamilton Ford. So there are times where somebody comes in with a GM product or a Toyota or something like that, and you've got to be knowledgeable to some extent about some of the stuff going on within those cars as well. So obviously Ford, being a Ford dealership, that's the stuff that we get sent to us from Ford to be certified in that. But over time, like I've been here at the dealership for 10 years now, in the service department for 8 years. So there is no substitute for experience when it comes to things like that. Somebody, I'm always amazed listening to the show, you and Phil, can still go back 1983, you know, whatever car. Well, that year it had this. I mean, I'm amazed you guys could do that. But it happens with us down there at Quick Lane up here at the service shop. You know, somebody comes in with an Edge or an Explorer, and you turn the steering wheel and you hear that little clung, clung. More than likely your strut mounts are going, you know, yeah. Just things you hear over time, things you see, experiences is something that can't put a value on, because if you're not there, you don't hear it. You don't know it, you know, it's just something that over time you just come up with. So,
One of the things that, that I deal with, and I know you do on almost probably a daily basis, is, you know, visiting with customers about a concern that they have on their car, or somebody brings something in and says, you know, hey, it's doing this. And almost in the worst way is that, I've read on the internet.
Right.
And so my biggest thing with the internet is it is a great tool and can be a great tool. And there's a lot of great things that the internet's provided, but also anybody can put absolutely anything they want on the internet. And just because you read it on the internet doesn't make it true.
That's 100% correct. We've kind of had a chuckle. It's probably been a couple months back now. A guy that was trying to convert some, an air conditioning system, from an R1234 to YF. And there was a little $15 part that he bought on Amazon, and that's all you need to do this. And he does it, and it's like, oh my gosh. And the car that he did it on ended up actually coming to our dealership, and it was a whole mess. And be very careful when you're going to on the internet. If you read the comments, you would think somebody be like, hey, I don't think that's right. Everybody's like, oh, where did you get that part? Nobody corrects anything. Nobody questions anything. It's just, oh, that's really great. How did you do that?
Yeah.
Be very careful. There is good information, obviously. There are places you can go to find things. And there are times where customers will come in and say, you know, I saw this on the internet. And I say, well, based on what I've seen here in shop, I said, we're probably pretty close on the right track. But again, always the experience thing, knowing you're coming to a certified dealership, knowing that, you know, most of the people you're going to come in contact with have years of experience working on cars, seeing different symptoms, being able to diagnose things, always, you know, better option to come in here. Let us take a look. At least you may be on the right track.
Yeah.
But just verify, make sure. Cause like you said, there's a ton of stuff out there that can be misinformation that is going to send you down the wrong hole and can cost you what could have been maybe couple $100 fix could end up costing you several thousand if you mess something up.
So. Yeah. There is literally no, quality control or,
filter on
proof. That happens from that. Yeah. And so let's talk about that, you know, maybe a little more in depth in regards to, okay. You know, if there's something going on with a vehicle, or if there's a trend that they see, what does a manufacturer provide tools to you as that then you can help consumers with that are bona fide, or, you know, something that is quality controlled, that there is proof in the pudding, so to speak,
sure.
So that you can help your customers better.
I'm assuming you're talking like TSBs, yeah. SSMs, mm-hmm. Things like that.
Yeah.
So, we have tools in-house. Ford is called Oasis, but there's other, GM has it. I mean, all manufacturers. Basically, you plug a VIN number in, and you can put in symptom descriptions right in there, in their basically database. Technicians have access to it. Service advisors, we have access to it. We can type those things in, those concerns. Is it drivability? Is it in the steering? Is it, you know, it breaks it down very kind of detailed. And then it gives you a list of possible scenarios. If this, then this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is it doing this? Yes. Go on to the next thing. It's kind of a pinpoint. TSBs, SSMs. So TSBs are technical service bulletins. SSMs, I'm going to blank on.
Special
service message. Thank you. But those are just symptom codes, things that us as advisors, technicians, can look up. And Ford is basically saying, hey, we've seen this a few times. You know, this is where you need to look, kind of thing. So verified through Ford. Again, not going on the internet to YouTube and find it out. This is Ford technicians, Ford engineers, people that have, you know, problems they've seen or that they know are coming down the pipe that we can get addressed for you.
And then in addition to that is, you know, they put those out there, but just because there's an SSM out there doesn't, or a technical service bulletin or a service message out there, doesn't mean that that applies to your vehicle.
Correct. Yeah. So they're very specific. We actually just talked about this the other day with a customer. He was upset because his, something that his car was doing, there's a recall for other year make and models of his car. It was a 2010 Fusion. He was upset because his car was doing the symptom, but his car didn't have the recall. Well, how can that be? How can a different 2010 Fusion have this recall, but mine doesn't?
Yeah.
Recalls and TSBs and SSMs are very specific. If it was built in this plant, you know, Louisville plant from this date to this date, not in Mexico, you know, just there's a lot of different factors that go into it. And so we actually pulled up the recall for him and showed him, you know, hey, says right here in the paperwork, this is where the plant that they were built in, this is the date, blah, blah, blah. Yours doesn't qualify under that, but it still has the same issue. And that can happen. I mean, I always tell people man-made parts, they fail, you know,
sure.
Unfortunately. But yeah, just specific things like that. And again, we have access to be able to pull that up for you and show you exactly why something is. Unfortunately, in our job, sometimes we have to be the bearer of bad news. Yeah. But, you know, that's just part of the gig.
You know, so let's talk about a little bit about things that we do or steps that we take when we're checking in a vehicle or writing in a vehicle at Mel Hamilton Ford specifically that is a benefit to do business with us as sure. opposed to go to a Jiffy Lube or a tire shop or something along those lines.
Like, yeah.
what are some of the benefits that you get to offer customers in what you do?
So as far as technology goes here at Mel Hamilton Ford, we are really second to none. The service that Josh and Phil and the entire service department, if it's something new and it's top of the line, we're going to try to get it. Or if we don't have it, we're going to try to get that for you. Right when you pull in our quick lane, there's three machines right there, right off the bat. You drive across that thing, it's checking your alignment angles and it's checking your tire tread depth. And you get to see it. There's three big TVs right on our service drive. You can literally step out of your car, and by the time you get parked and everything situated, you can look up on that TV screen, see my alignments out, see what the tire tread depth is looking like. It's a whole big deal going on over there. Next to that, so we all have iPhone tablets and things like that. We can scan your VIN number right away. Right at my fingertips, I've got your VIN number. I've got any recalls that you might have, the TSBs, the SSMs. They're all right there on the service drive. We have menus that have VIN-specific maintenance needs for your car, not just Ford. That's GM, Dodge, Chrysler. We can put your VIN number in, and at this mileage interval, these are the recommended preventative maintenance services. So we can do all that. Right, I mean, within 5 minutes of you being in our store, you know exactly what's coming and what's not.
So I wanted to talk about the menus just sure. a little bit, or the additional service needs other than just the oil change.
Sure.
This last week, we had the opportunity, Kelly and I went down to Cali Community College, and it was a class, the automotive class of, I don't know, there was probably in total both groups for about 50 kids, mm-hmm. A couple of different instructors, stuff like that. And the topic came up, or I actually brought the topic up of you know, service interval needs and what that is and what that looks like. And I said, hey, what's supposed to be the intervals between oil changes? And you know,
I'm
how
sure
many
you got in a million different
in an automotive setting, you know how many yeah, different equations? Yeah,
probably more than a few.
And yeah. So as somebody in the industry, you know, that is a variable thing. There's so many things that go into that. Yep. And so when you talk about maintenance intervals for different types of vehicles and the tools that we provide to have those intervals there,
yep.
Is a huge asset sure. to a consumer, because as a consumer, you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. You really don't know.
And even, I mean, so you talk about that from manufacturer to manufacturer, there's varying, you know, people come in all the time. Well, I drive a Toyota and they tell me I can go 10,000 miles on my oil change. Well, yeah, you probably on your oil change, but what else is happening to your car in that 10,000 mile interval? There's other factors. I mean, wear and tear items. 10,000 miles is a long time to go between oil changes, not just because you're getting your oil change, but You know, like I said, wear and tear items, shocks, struts, brake pads, things like that, that just the everyday people, like, I don't realize, because they've made cars now so kind of smooth and
durable,
durable. So to speak, and, you know? Yeah. But it is, your car takes a beating every time you turn the ignition on. I mean, it's just driving down the road, just the constant of the pitter patter. I mean, everything. It's, we kind of get immune to that, I guess, as drivers, because in the cab, everything seems like it's cool, you know, but
if the radio works,
exactly. Yeah. In it, but it just, starts, just turning that key, there's probably what, 30 different parts that just get that key to,
easily.
Yeah. Just get that key to turn over in the ignition. So, we kind of get spoiled, I guess, as consumers, just because of the way they ride and everything else. And in the cab, everything seems great, but under that hood and in the driveline and everything else, there's a lot happening to get that car to go down the road. So getting it looked over and keeping up on your maintenance stuff is very important. We harp on it all the time, it seems like, but it's very important. And you think, you know, I could spend a couple $100 here. Well, I don't really want to spend a couple $100, but 3-4 years down the road, all of a sudden your rear differential decides to go out, and maybe servicing that thing a couple times could have prevented that from happening. Then instead of spending $300-$400, now you're spending $3,000-$4,000.
And that was definitely going to be, you know, one of my points is too, is I walk around, you know, the quick lane facility and then over here at the main store and see all these vehicles in the shop and talk with them, you know, hey, what are you doing here? What's going on here? And just, you know, seeing what's going on. And, I can't tell you on how many occasions that I see things that, like, man, if we would have just done a little bit different maintenance here, sure, done something here, like, that's a repair that never even would have had, sure, to have taken place.
I have a, without, you know, saying too much, I've had an instance where a customer would come in and we told him several times he needed some suspension work done. And every 10,000 miles, he's putting a new set of tires on his front of his vehicle because, well, I can't afford to do the suspension work. I mean, part of me just wants to, you're putting tires on this thing every 10,000 miles. Let's just take care of the problem. And in the long run, you're saving yourself money instead of having to do this.
Well, but, and I think of any time you're doing that, you think of the downtime in the aspect,
bringing
of
it into the shop,
the vehicle's down, or if it's a repair, likely it decides when it needs to be done. Right. But if it's maintenance, you know, you kind of are able to pick and, sure, choose when that happens and when that money comes out.
And that's the other thing, like, you know, preventing or providing somebody with that information, you know, you can say no, it's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's our job is to let you know that, hey, this is available to you, whether you do it or not, it's your vehicle, your choice. Absolutely. 100%. But it's our job to let you know, hey, this is what's coming up, and this can help you, maybe prevent some of that stuff from happening down the road. So, it's not, I know dealerships, especially in the old days and in the past, were just trying to sell you something. That's not the case. Our job is to present you with information, and you can make your own choice from there. So,
well, the other side of, you know, as far as when we're talking about benefits of, you know, doing business with us versus competitors from that side of things, is, man, we see a lot of vehicles from that side, and there's information in that. There's, mm-hmm, knowledge in that. That's a value when you're working on, you know, 20 to 30 very same year make and model cars a day that you have, there's knowledge in how that car performs in this geographical location and what the wear items are for that, you know, particular vehicle and stuff like that.
Especially down at Quick Lane. I mean, we see most days, if we don't see 100 cars, there's something wrong. And, and most of the time we're well over that. Mm-hmm. I would say probably average of 130 to 150 a day down there. I'm sure you probably know the exact numbers.
Yeah, plus,
it's a lot. And you know, there's one of our advisors down there that when you get your owner's manual, that owner's manual goes to Kansas, it goes to Florida, it goes to anywhere in the world. That owner's manual is the same owner's manual no matter what.
Yeah,
like you said, having a geographical region here. How these cars perform in this area, knowing what the conditions are. Kansas, most people don't believe this, but Kansas is actually considered extreme operating conditions for vehicles. With the temperature swings that we get, the amount of dust in the air, Kansas is by Ford definition considered the Midwest, I guess I should say, not just Kansas, but extreme operating conditions with the amount of variables that we have going on here. So
weather conditions for
sure. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on with maintenance needs and region and stuff like that. And down at the Quick Lane, we have a few new faces down there here recently, but we've got five advisors that the newest one, I think, has been down there for 6 years. Yeah. So solid group of people that have been doing this for a long time and have seen a lot of vehicles, a lot of different scenarios, and try to get you helped out the best we can based on there's no substitution for you know, having hands-on experience with that kind of thing.
And so just in experience alone and with the information that's provided by Ford, I mean, you may help a consumer in getting something taken care of that they may not even need a technician for, or, you know, it might not even need to go into a shop and wait, you know, for the time to get checked in. And, you know, I can think of a couple of different scenarios or cases of that when the adaptive cruise control came out first in, what was it, like 2015 in the F-150s, they made it to where the cruise control didn't work if the driver's seatbelt wasn't fastened.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a consumer may bring a vehicle in with a complaint of, hey, my cruise control isn't working. Well, that's design intent. Let's do this and, you know, and think that there's a problem with the vehicle when there really isn't.
And that's part of the training and stuff that we go through. Those are scenarios and things like that would get brought up in a training session or informational session or whatever, that comes up through. So I'm not saying that we catch it 100% time, because there are some times where we're like, man, that just doesn't seem right.
Well, and we
have the tools to go and look that up, you know, say, hey, this is actually, you know, how this is supposed to work.
And the other side is working together as a team, and, you know, there's a group of you and it's, there's a lot of knowledge to take in, and for everybody to remember everything, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but, 100%. You know, work together as a team and, figure out the solution for the customer for sure. So
that's what we're here for.
Well, very good. Let's, we got a caller coming in. Let me get one of these guys patched through here. So we'll get them on the phone here and, see what they got to say. So, again, Austin, appreciate you coming in and, hanging out with us, but it is a call-in show, 316-462-3673. That's a number to dial up on the air, here with us. And then, the receptionist will patch you through and we'll get you plugged in. So we'll get this first caller coming through and see what questions they've got going on today. So let's go to the phones and talk to Ryan. Ryan, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you guys. And I just wanted to ask about the pressure gauge, the tire pressure gauge that we're getting now on our cars. I've got a 2016 Fusion, and it also happens on a 2008 Dodge Caravan. Seems like these days it could go with the cold weather, it goes on and it goes off and it goes on. I mean, is any of this false alarms, or how often does this need to be addressed, and is it going to be going on and off with the weather? I mean, I don't want to ever ignore anything, but what is it trying to tell us when it flashes on, and then maybe later in the day when it's a different temperature, it comes off? And I'll listen off air, but yeah, I just wanted some advice on when and how to utilize that, and I'll continue watching on Facebook. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. That is an absolute great point. You know, with these tire pressure monitoring systems, they're so much more advanced than what they were years ago. I mean, years ago it was literally running off of when this system very first came out, they were running off of wheel speed. So there was wheel speed sensors at each, and it was, you know, the wheel speed would be different if a tire was inflated or deflated. Boy, in doing that, it could be several pounds different. But now they actually have pressure sensors in each wheel, each individual wheel, that's monitoring the pressure. And so, yeah, that's exactly what happens is, you know, you get a morning like this morning and it was maybe what, 36, yep. I think, 35 degrees outside.
Not pleasant.
So it was cool. And, you know, compressed air in a tire will change dramatically over temperature. And so today, this afternoon, I think it's supposed to be 74 or 75. Right. That's a huge temperature swing.
Right.
And so a tire that at 74 or 75 may be 35 PSI of air. That tire, when you're driving it, you know, it's going to go down the highway. It may get to be 160 degrees. Yep. And so you could go literally from, if it's at 35 at 70 to 30 at 32 or 34 degrees, all the way up to, you know, maybe even 40 PSI at operating temperature, or when it's going down the road. And so that's a huge temperature swing for that tire. And so what's happening is he's got one or two tires that's just right on the minimum spec for that light to come on. And so as that tire heats up, you know, the light's going away and coming back on. Well, what does that mean? Long term, over a long period of time, that affects wear. When you have that much swing of a pressure difference in that tire, it's going to affect the wear of the tire. It's also going to affect the temperature of the tire. So as it's operating at operating temperature, each pound that it's less, you got more friction in that tire, your fuel efficiency is lower, drag on the tire is different. You know, there's the wear, and when you're talking, these tires now are can get to be pretty expensive. That's a lot. And so what do we do to combat that?
So at our dealership, obviously we recommend nitrogen. Nitrogen is more stable than just your normal air, compressed air. At the dealership, when you come in and part of our service deal, you know, get your oil changed, do the multi-point inspection, all that good stuff. We do top off your tire pressures, and especially in the winter time, I think our guys down at the Quick Lane and probably up here too, we will top those to a couple pounds over. So if it's a 35 PSI tire, we will top them probably like 37, or if it's 30, we'll put them at 32, just to kind of help with that temperature fluctuation a little bit. But like you said, you know, people, again, not really, you're in the cab and everything's great. Those tires are, when you're driving down the road, all that friction on the road and everything, those tires get hot, even when it's cold outside. Yeah. Those, you know, like you said, maybe up to 160 degrees on those things. But so you're not only talking temperature fluctuation, you're talking, you know, when it's running down the road, that tire's getting hot. So nitrogen is what we recommend. There's I don't know the exact, I've been told that if it's air for every 5 degrees of temperature swing, it's a pound of pressure. Is that?
You're probably pretty close on that.
And with nitrogen, it's about every 10 or 15 degrees, it's a pound. So you're still going to get, some people think that, oh, I'm putting nitrogen in my tires, I'm never going to see another TPMS light again. It's still going to, every once in a while, it's supposed to happen less with nitrogen. It's supposed to be more stable. But like you said, you know, 36 this morning and up to 70 to this afternoon, 40 degrees at a, you know, every 5 degrees, you're losing a pound of pressure with compressed air. That's, you know, tire wear, all that stuff is affected by that. So nitrogen is a great tool to help with that temperature fluctuation. If we can get that put in there, it's a great benefit to tires for sure.
And Ryan, for calling into the show, you received that as part of your package. So very good there. And I hope we were able to answer your questions. So, and then we've got another caller on the line, so we'll go back to the phones here. We'll get them patched through and visit with, we got Delbert coming through. We'll get Delbert through and get him on the line. So yeah, nitrogen is a huge benefit in keeping that tire stable for sure. So Delbert, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, you guys. How are you doing this morning? I hope well.
Doing great this morning, so.
I kicked Phil out for the day. Huh?
I did. He was able to get out of here, and I think he went to a wedding. So very, very cool for him to be able to do that. So,
what do we got? You guys let him get out of the house for a while. You know?
Got to do that every. Yeah, got to do that every once in a while. So, how's things going for you this morning?
I wanted to hit up on your first comment, your first segment of your thing today. You know, I've used you guys many times over the years, and yes, these guys are the most reliable that I've ever been to in a dealership. They will treat you right. They will get your car serviced as quick as they possibly can. So please go use them. They are awesome. They're the best in the business, as far as I'm concerned. I come up from Oklahoma to get my service done at Melhems and Ford. Yes, I used to live in Wichita, and that's why I know about them.
Yeah.
However, I still go there today because I don't trust some of these people down here in Oklahoma.
We appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, Delbert, so, greatly appreciate the comments for sure. And, you know, we really do try to help the consumers in whatever way possible. And, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses.
No,
and we don't
no.
do everything perfect,
yeah.
but sure do give it a shot. So appreciate the comments.
That's
sure.
true.
And we see several people.
To the TPMS, you guys, that nitrogen in my car has been working great. And if that gentleman, Ryan, if you've got more than one car, I'll give you one of mine. So you can go get you a free nitrogen in two cars.
There you go.
Get it done in both. There you go. Well, very cool. Well, Delbert, we appreciate the comments and thank you for the call this morning.
All right. And everybody like, share, and subscribe over on YouTube so I can get some more subscribers going so that they can grow.
Very good.
Appreciate
very good.
That. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And we do see Delbert, you know, come from Oklahoma. We have several people that we see that come up from Oklahoma. We have people come from Western Kansas out in Dodge City. I had a lady out Hugoton one morning on a Saturday morning. We were, you know, just kind of chatting, you know, and I said, so how early morning was it for you? She said, well, I come from Hugoton, which is in the corner of Western Kansas. She said she left about 4 a.m. and get here about 8:00. So we see several people from all over the state.
Well, there you go.
And other states, I guess.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Josh. Josh, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Good. How about yourself?
Good. I just had a quick question. What preventative maintenance should be done before winter?
You know, that's one of the things that was on my list of things to talk about this morning too. So, you know, there's a lot of different variables, I think, when it comes to season changes that need to be looked at. When you talk about winter specifically, you know, obviously tires are on my list of sure. just checking over the tread, because you are going to start getting into inclement weather and snow and ice and things like that. And so just making sure that there's adequate tread, making sure that, you know, the tires aren't dry rotten or cracking or anything like that. So that's definitely one of the key points on my list. The other thing is wiper blades. You know, you're going to be getting into sleet and snow and things like that. And so just making sure that you have a good set of wiper blades on it from there. The other thing we talk about winter is coolant, you know, making sure that the coolant, although we do that at every service interval, we do check that for you, but when you go into winter, so there's a couple things when we talk about coolant. When you're testing coolant, there's a pH test like you would do for your hot tub. And so basically you're testing acidity levels, which is very important. But when it comes to actual winter months, it's the pH is not what you're after. It's the freeze point. And so you need to test coolant for both the pH and the freeze point. The pH is probably more important in the aspect of, because that's what eats the components. That's what breaks up the water pump or radiators or, you know, passages, coolant patches it is, or rust them, depending upon which way that pH level is. But then when you're talking about going into winter, the freeze point's obviously the most important. And, you know, everybody, all these newer cars anymore, the coolants that's in them, the freeze point portion of that coolant will last several years. I mean, there's several coolants out there that say lifetime coolant or 100,000 mile coolant or 150,000 mile coolant. And that's what that warranty is for, is the freeze point on those coolants. So we're still concerned with it, and it is something that we need to check, but you just don't see coolant that needs to be replaced as often because of the freeze point on there. And so coolant's definitely on my list.
The other thing would be a battery.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely a battery. You know, and that's something that we check each and every time here as well. And we're able to check those. You know, somebody brought up the point the other day is that, man, you just see a lot of cases or a lot of instances where people just don't replace batteries until
they walk out in the morning and it doesn't start.
Yep. And that's just that's with the technology that we have, the way that we are able to test batteries and stuff like that, I mean, there's just really no reason to have that inconvenience.
Sure.
From that side of it. And we're able to test a battery and find out that it's, you know, that it needs to be replaced before it needs to be replaced in most cases. Yep. There are occasional situations where a battery just quits from that side of things. So definitely battery. I don't know if there's...
So our friends at BG, they've been on here several times. Was it last year that they introduced that the winterization package? Special.
And we'll do something again this year as well.
So that'll be coming out here pretty soon. They have a fuel system dryer that goes through and cleans up moisture, helps prevent corrosion and stuff like that in the fuel lines, gets any excess moisture out of the fuel system. That comes as a package, and I think I'm sure we'll do something like that again this year here coming up pretty soon. Josh will probably be able to speak a little bit more on what that package is going to entail, but that package did come with most of the stuff that we just talked about. It comes with new wiper blades, a battery service, cleanup and test, that fuel
dryer.
And then there was the coolant test, and the freeze point. So that'll come as a package deal that we'll probably end up rolling out here pretty soon with winter coming up down at the Quick Lane and at the main store. It'll be a winterization package that you can get.
Okay. Are you guys for sure on price right now?
As far as what that package would be.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's something that I'll probably roll out here pretty quick within a week or so. So yeah, I wouldn't know exactly what it'd be right now, but again, just give us
a call and we can
get you squared away or taken care of. And then also as part of calling into the show today, you're going to receive our, the works, the multi-point inspection, the nitrogen in the tires, which would be a huge thing or a huge help for winter as well. So, we can get that credited towards, that winterization package, for you for sure. So, but yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, like we were talking earlier in the show today is that, man, consumers, and I get it because I'm the same way too. I mean, I jumped in my wife's vehicle the other day and I looked up and it was right at due for an oil change. I hadn't said a word about it. So if you get in it, you put fuel in it, and if it goes down the road, we're calling it good. But 100%. It is time to start thinking about that for sure.
Cool.
So
thank you guys. I appreciate your help.
Josh, appreciate the call, and we'll get that package sent out to you. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, I tell the story all the time about me and my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time. We were living on the east side of town, and she said, "Hey, I need an oil change." And I said, "All right." So next morning, 6 a.m, I'm getting in her car to bring it in, and I start to pull out of the driveway, and I kind of hear a and get out, and her passenger rear tire is completely flat. So I go inside, and I said, "Hey, did you have the TPMS light on at any point?" "Yeah, it's been on for about a week." I'm like, "What? I work at a place where we take care of things like that. Why would you not tell me that?" Now I've got to go get an air bubble, blow up this tire. Hopefully it gets me across town before I get to work so we can hopefully get this tire fixed. So,
I go there every day.
Yeah, like literally I'm there all the time. Like, why would you not tell me about that?
Well, a lot of great questions already this morning and comments, so let's keep that up. 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here with us if you got a question. We talked about winterization, and, you know, it is, as much as I hate to say it, it's right around the corner. I think next weekend, I think we got the time change coming as well.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
It's one of those things that I guess we gotta get over it to get through the other side, right? 100%. So let's bring it on. Let's get to the other side of this.
And I think you guys, was Casey on last week from BG?
A couple weeks ago.
And you guys talked about winterization, especially for diesels.
For diesels as well.
How important that is to diesel owners out there.
Let's talk about that and what you typically see the trend to be when about the very first cold snap that comes in.
Yeah, so the cold snaps down there are especially tough on diesel owners. Ernie was just in our BG rep, was just in, talked to him yesterday, and he's got a deal. So we sell the big anti-gel stuff to diesel owners, and I know you guys talked about that kind of at length on that episode, but he's got a new thing he said he thinks he's going to bring in that it's going to treat, 40 gallons. So you put that in, don't have to measure anything out. It's that goes in the tank and that'll work with a full tank. But you have not seen frustrated until you have a diesel owner come in that can't get his truck started. And you take that fuel filter off of there and it just looks like wax is just built up all through. And it's the fuel lines. It's the whole system basically gets that junk in there. And so cold snaps are not kind to diesel owners. So definitely if you're one of those, if you have a diesel, make sure that you're either coming to us. We've got the BG stuff. I think Ford even makes some C-Tank boost stuff. and some anti-gel. So yeah, definitely want to make sure you're taking care of that stuff, because it will happen. I mean, not a question of if, it's when.
That's one of the customers that we have that I talk with on a pretty regular basis, text back and forth and stuff. And the other day, I think it was maybe I was Wednesday or Thursday, had texted me a picture, and it was last time this year, and he was out pushing snow. Like last year the cold snap that we had there for
it winter last year
forever.
They call that the 100-year winter, where I mean, just brutal last year. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe a little bit more mild, but regardless, I mean, it gets below freezing, it's possible with especially with those diesels to have that issue. So
let's talk about the next thing coming up, or here pretty quick, like we talked about just a little bit ago, was the time change. So with that, you know, it is obviously darker sooner in the evening and stuff. So let's talk about headlights a little bit and what we have to offer there, and if you have certain conditions, what you can do to make those headlights brighter so you can see a little bit better.
So we offer anywhere in the store, Quick Lane or Main Shop, our headlight restorations. One of my favorite services that we offer, because customer actually sees the difference.
Yeah. So if you do a transmission service, or if you do an oil change, or if you do a replace an air filter, whatever,
there's no clear, look under your car and I can see my transmission fluid really working.
You really get an invoice,
right? I
mean, you get 100%. The service provided, and it helps the car and it makes it better. Right. But
can't see it in action.
Yeah, when you go to a Best Buy and you buy a TV, you walk out with a TV and you're holding it and you're thinking, I got a new TV.
Yeah. So yeah. So when we first started doing these, my aunt has a old car, like an 03, and you guys were showing us how these headlight restorations work, and BG was doing some demonstrations and stuff like that. And if you had a family car or your car, you think you need a headlight restoration on, bring it up and we'll show you how it works, kind of thing. And so I brought my aunt's car up, and she thought her car looked like a brand new car just because we did the headlight restoration. I mean, it does. It is that big of a difference. It looks like a completely, throw it through the wash, of course, for her, but get a wash on it and some new headlight restoration, and they think it's a completely brand new car. That's the amount of difference that service can make. And you would be amazed at all the just gunk and stuff that we can pull off those headlights. And people, another thing people don't think about, when you're sitting at a stoplight and that exhaust from that car in front of you coming back to you, all that stuff's getting caked on the front of your car, and the headlight restoration or the headlights like to absorb that stuff. And this service that we offer is a three-year guarantee. And just a world of difference in terms of brightness and clarity. And it really is one of the, as advisors, things that we enjoy doing, because then the customer actually sees some benefit and what they're getting for their dollar.
And in the terms of safety, I mean, it's huge when you're able to see that much further out in distances. And
what time of year it is? The rut. Out where I'm at right now, I came home. We went out to eat with my in-laws last night, and driving home from Burton, down the country roads and out, the amount of deer that are out and that are moving, it's that time of the year. So the more you can see, definitely the better.
And, from that side of things, there's, I've seen it so many times on TV, as seen on TV, of a kit that they offer, and there's little these, they're just wiping chemical on it and then wiping it back off. And it just drives me nuts to and see that is a product like that.
That is our number one objection when we go to talking about that headlight restoration. Well, I saw that on TV for $20. I could get this service. Well,
and not and the same so thing. Here's the difference between that is that that product would work and it will make that light clear. But the first time you go and wash the car,
it's all coming off. Yep,
it's off.
Yep,
it's from that side.
It's not a the service that we provide actually gets into the grain of the.
So we're actually stripping the lens completely, and then from there we're putting a protective film on it, and then putting a coating, clear coating over that, and then a UV protector on top of that. And so that's how they do the guarantee, like they're able to do.
Right.
And it's just the right way to do it. So for a consumer, that when you're paying for something, that you're getting something that's going to be durable and going to last.
And again, you know, that cost difference, you know, you're a little bit more upfront, but it's a better value. It's a longer lasting thing. You can go do that $20 thing. But again, as soon as you take it through a car washer, as soon as any big rainstorm comes through, that stuff's coming off again and you're reapplying. Probably better off just to, you know, spend the money up front and not have to worry about it again for 3 more years. Until your next one.
Well, very good. Well, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. You know, we'll do this just to get the phones ringing or get some callers calling in. Okay. So I'm going to throw a trivia question out there.
Oh boy.
And so the first caller to call in and answer the trivia question, you're going to win one of the packages. But the trivia question is going to be, we have 3 sponsors to this show. If you can name one of the sponsors, we'll give you a package. So I did one time. So I did this one time and I think I just made it way too complicated because I asked distinctive features of the EcoBoost engine compared to regular.
I don't
engine.
Even know if I could do that.
Well, yeah. See, so I made it extremely easy. First caller, 316-462-3673, 3 sponsors to the show. Name one of the sponsors and we'll give you a package away.
Is one of them in here inside Mel Hamilton Ford?
Okay. now you're throwing hints out there.
I'm just trying to help the people. Customer service. That
might not even be something. So typically, you know, we'll do something that you can Google. I think we've done like engine sizes on Broncos.
But we just told them don't believe everything you see on the internet.
So, let's get the phones ringing, 316-462-3673, and get that trivia question answered. Or if you have something else that you want to talk about, let's make that happen too. So, I've got a couple other things on the list that I was going to talk about this morning, but how about, you got any specials going on right now?
Through the end of the year, I think we've already got our tire. Is that the Black Friday that they're calling? It's already started.
Yeah, so Black Friday hadn't started quite yet, but they do have a tire rebate going on now. And
so
what's that consist of?
On select brands, you can either do the rebate by mail or you can get your Ford Pass points. So Ford Pass, for those who aren't familiar, is basically Ford's loyalty program. It is nationwide. You can earn points at any dealership quick lane. You can spend points at any dealership quick lane. If you buy 4 tires, you get 30,000 Ford Pass points. 30,000 points is the equivalent to $150. So $150 comes back to you in the Ford Pass rewards. You can spend that towards parts, service. If you get enough points, some people, you can even use that towards a down payment on a new car. It's a great program that Ford offers for customer loyalty. Used to be an owner advantage. The problem with owner advantage was it was a good program, but the problem with it was dealership to dealership. So if you were, in town going to somewhere else and came here, those points did not transfer. Now, this is a nationwide program. If you're out on vacation, you have an issue, you go to a Ford or Quick Lane, you can use your points that you've earned with us at another place or vice versa. If you're coming through town and a battery decides to go out on you or you get a nail in your tire or something like that, swing by, we'll get you fixed up and you can use your Ford Pass points to pay for it. So great benefit there. And those 30,000 points is basically rebate, quote unquote, of about $150 coming back to you in your Ford Pass account. So tires specials going on. Those are, I think, good through the end of the year.
Yep.
So,
and there was 11 different manufacturers that are on that that rebate, or that have rebates on them. And so again, it was $70 for a mail-in rebate, and then $150 if you put it on the Ford Pass Rewards side of things. So very good. So definitely, if you need tires, now's the time to be doing that.
For sure. We just talked about that with winter coming up. The time is now. If you're right on the verge, or if you've been, you know, told, or you looked at your, that's another thing. When you're, before you leave one morning, just turn your steering wheel a little bit and just take a look at your tires. Just, I mean, you would be amazed at the number of people, we have that machine there. Be amazed at the number of people that when they pull across that drive and they look up on that screen and they're like, holy cow, I didn't realize my tires were that bad. Just little things like that can really, you know, help you from getting into a bad spot. Tires that have less tread on them not only are not safe to be on driving, but they're more susceptible to punctures and things like that. So just a little thing like that, just looking at your vehicle every once in a while, save you some headache.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Hey, the sponsor, DC Products.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Very, very good. Very good. You got it. What, you got another one?
Just have that one.
Okay. That'll work. That works for me.
To drop you another hint.
Nope. That is you nailed it. So we were talking about BG products earlier, and we've got their full lineup of preventative maintenance products here inside the store. And, you know, BG does a phenomenal job of their research and development and just making sure that the product that they offer is very quality.
If there's from that side. One thing that I wish, you know, customers could see, you know, we talk about, we get your transmission serviced and all that. You don't really see the benefit. Mm-hmm. I wish we could take some customers with us when we go to BG and they do those demonstrations for us, so you can actually see what's happening with your vehicle when we're putting these products in. And, you know, it's not just something that we're pushing on you. This stuff is very well engineered, and they really do go above and beyond to give you a good product and best benefit for your buck. They do a phenomenal job with their products.
And then the other two sponsors that we have is going to be Big Corner Creative. So all the marketing and advertising needs that you have, you know, whether it's digital, social media that you need to take care of, traditional media, window wraps, race car wraps, anything vinyl or graphics, Big Corner Creative. And then Go-To Rents, the other one. So right inside here at Mel Hamilton Ford, we've got the Go-To Rent department as well. So if you're needing a larger vehicle to go on vacation, a 12 or 15 passenger van, do a lot of van rentals with churches and schools and, you know, people just Christmas lights. God, I hate to even say that word. That's coming up. People renting them to go for Christmas lights tours and all that stuff. So, Dan, greatly appreciate the call, and thanks for
bringing up BG. Yeah, I also want to tell you guys about your service is excellent.
Well, thank you very much.
And your dealership, I had very good luck with you guys. And also, Josh, just if you can get a hold of me, I need to get the Escape in for a service.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. I'll get in touch with you, and we'll get that picked up here this next week. So, all right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Great. And you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Dan.
All right.
Bye. I do want to say one thing. You know, we talk about service and growth and everything. Big Corner Creative is one of our sponsors here at Mel Hamilton. But mm-hmm. when I first started working here, their office was literally like a closet up in the top of the dealership, kind of off in the corner. And now they're down there with their own building, and they're doing the wraps, and that thing has really taken off and grown.
Yeah, you know, it started out just as a need for the dealership itself and the advertising that we needed to do and everything like that. And I mean, now they've got several different clients and customers and stuff
not,
like that.
Not just Mel Hamilton. Yeah. If you need advertising, they do everything. So get a hold of those guys. They do a great job down there.
For sure. So we talked about, you know, tires and the rebates on tires. Got just a couple of minutes left here on the show here, but I wanted to,
we're already an hour in.
It's getting pretty close. It does fly.
I guess I do. When I get to talking, time gets going, I guess.
There you go. So, but what are some of the benefits to buying tires from us?
So not only the rebates that go on, but we do lifetime rotations on your tires. Every time you come in, we'll take care of that for you. We also have the nitrogen, unlimited nitrogen fill. So once you get that service one time, we top those off for you for the duration of how long you have your vehicle. Ford off also offers road hazard protection on those tires,
which would be roadside too, I guess.
Correct. So, yeah. So they just changed it now. It used to be just a 3-year program. Now you can tier it. So mm-hmm. if you want to pay, top tier is 3 years, then it goes to 2 years, and then 1 year. Yep. And again, that is a nationwide program, not just here local.
You get it any Ford dealer,
any quick lane in the country. And that is a thing that kind of separates that from other road hazards. Ford's road hazard protection is a full replacement guarantee. If you have a blowout on the road with a nail or any kind of obstruction, unlimited tire repair and full cost replacement. A lot of those road hazards, you go to other places, it's a prorated thing. It's maybe a little bit less expensive, but they're not paying for a brand new tire for you. So great benefit. Brand new tire. I basically tell people you're paying $25 for a brand new tire. Yeah. If you have a blowout on the road. So a lot of benefit to that as well. And again, that is nationwide as well. So
well worth that. We've got our low price tire guarantee as well. And I don't know you. I mean, I help submit the forms if we do use them, but you're in the industry as far as visiting with the customers. How many times you run across that?
Not very often. Yeah. Yeah, so with the time or two here or there, but we are very, very competitive with our tire prices.
It's just with Ford's buying power and what we're able to purchase these yep. tires for and stuff like that.
And that is something that we offer just to let you know it's for real, 14 days after the sale.
Yep.
So if you know the day you come in and you buy them, you couldn't find anything, but then a week later you see something, all we need is a piece of paper. Bring it into us and we'll get that submitted for you, get that price match. But again, in the 8 years that I've done this, probably I could count on two hands the number of times that I've done that.
One of the things that I really like about, you know, what we have to offer as far as tires is just the selection.
Yeah.
You know,
16 major brands. Like you said, 11 of those right now have the rebates going on. So, big selection, the top 16 brands that selling brands in the country. So, more than likely if it's there and it's quality, we've got it.
Sure. Yep, very much so. So, and then addition to that, you know, as far as we're doing an alignment check when the vehicle's pulled on the drive.
Mention that. That's the very first thing that gets, literally the very first thing that gets checked when you pull in our service drive is your alignment, your tire tread depth. So alignment's very important. Like you said, tires are expensive anymore. And I mentioned earlier about a customer who's putting tires on every 10,000 miles because he's got some front end issues that is causing that alignment to be out and just chewing through tires at 10,000 mile intervals. So
the other thing is, man, with the expense of these things anymore, and you know, used to be we were talking 14 size 14s, 15s, mm-hmm. 16s, mm-hmm. probably you maybe remember 16.
We see 17s. 15s every yeah. once in a while now. Yeah.
it is a blue moon thing. Yeah. Now
you're 18s, 20s, you're, I mean, 22s,
pretty easily. And I mean, the expense of some of these, I think I priced out a set for a customer the other day of 20 inch tires. It was $2,000 a set of four tires.
And there's manufacturers that are putting 19 inch wheels on cars. And that's just that because of that oddball size that shoots the tire price up. It's just, you know, things are definitely not getting cheaper. We'll say
that. You know, just like everything else, but, if you're in the market for tires, we're here to help you. We're here to get you taken care of for sure. Or like Austin said, you know, if you don't know, come by. Yeah. Let us take a look at it. We'll run it across the machine, look at the tires. We'll look at the DOT dates on it, see what the age of the tire is, make sure there's no dry rotting, cracking, you know.
And that's the other thing. You know, DOTs are important too, because you might have a tire that's got still some decent tread life on it, but if it's 6, 7, 8-year-old tire and that dry rot gets in there, it's still not a safe tire to be on, even though the tread's good.
A lot to be said about just a physical inspection on
absolutely.
It. Well, Austin, hey, thank you very much for hanging out with us, and good luck at the basketball game.
I hope this is going to be a lot of fun.
You'll have to keep me
3-year-olds running around. We'll see.
Keep me updated and how that went. So, everybody, hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great phone calls. Had a lot of great comments and questions today from that side of things. And congratulations to Dan, who won the trivia question. So,
the softball.
Yeah, let's thank our sponsors one last time, which is BDG Products, all the great preventative maintenance that we use right here inside Mel Hamilton Ford. Go to Rent. If you're looking for a 12 or 15 passenger van, need something larger to get to grandma's house. Christmas is right around the corner, so get your reservations in now. And Big Corner Creatives for all the marketing, advertising, digital, social, traditional. We've got window wraps, race car wraps, whatever advertising help you need. Get with Big Corner Creative. As they say, just Google it. Everybody, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.